The Michigan Department of Education today released results of its latest M-STEP assessment exams. The big takeaways? Well, only 44% of students in grades 3 through 8 passed the literacy portion of the exam. That's down from the first year the M-STEP was given in 2015. Put another way, more than half of them failed the English language arts portion. As for math, slightly more than 37% of students passed, and that is a small gain from 2015. Amber Arianna with Education Trust Midwest is with us now. Amber, what was your reaction when you first saw these numbers?
Well, I think we were expecting to see low proficiency rates overall. You know that the state has been really trying to confront a growing crisis around student achievement in the state for several years now. And unfortunately, these data reinforce how much work we have to do to really, really improve outcomes in our public schools for all kids in the state.
We were told to expect a bumpy ride when the state switched over to the Michigan Student Test of Educational Progress, the M-STEP. Should we have expected to see the scores sliding since that first test in 2015?
In most states, when states raise their expectations and standards, there's a general decline overall. But then after a few years, you start to see significant jumps, especially when state leaders have invested in training and support for teachers and making the big transition to teaching and supporting students at higher standards. We didn't do that as a state. Overall, we just didn't invest in building the right training and supports for teachers and making the transition. So I think part of what we're seeing is that kind of lack of preparation and that lack of support. And so we have, you know, we have seen declines, and we've seen more decline in Michigan compared to many of its peers involved in the same assessment consortium. And again, I think it just underscores the urgency and the really critical need for the next governor in Michigan to make this a top priority in the state.
Amber, the state today made a great effort to point to the Great Start Readiness Program and note that it's invested over $243 million there in each of the last 4 years. And so why do you think this investment in early literacy isn't showing up in these test results?
You know, it's a great question, and I think it's one that we've got to really tackle in the coming months. I think there's a number of reasons. One, we don't have quality systems of accountability in place. And we don't always have the kind of quality data systems in place. And so when we're you know, the state is investing in local districts or local ISDs to do more of this training, but they're not necessarily being held accountable to be doing that work to sort of the highest level of national quality and accountability levels. And I think we've got some real challenges around building better systems of accountability for how we invest the dollars and how we support local schools and educators.
Amber, next year is when the third grade reading law kicks in, and that's when third graders who aren't reading at a certain level could be held back. And I think a lot of people are wondering how the M-STEP scores might figure into a formula deciding which students need to be retained. So here's what Andrew Middlestead, who's director of the Office of Educational Assessment and Accountability for the Michigan Department of Education, here's what he said.
The number is not just the M-STEP English Language Arts scores. We are working on coming up with those numbers or cuts, if you will, and how this will work. So we certainly would encourage folks not to just look at the overall M-STEP English Language Arts score and assume the students that are not proficient on that are going to be the number that are potentially retained. That's not how it's going to work.
So, Amber, as we just heard, the state says, well, it still hasn't worked out the exact formula yet to comply with this law. What would you like to see included in that formula to measure third grade reading levels in our students?
Yeah, I mean, I think that there has been talk and discussion about what a portfolio approach would look like, so that schools would be considering, you know, pieces of students' work and other kinds of data points. There might be local district or school assessments that they consider for. You know, you think about you know, bilingual students or students that are just learning English, making a decision about holding students back that could be totally fluent in another language and they've only been in the country for a year and they're actually a really high performing student, but they're, you know, they just simply haven't caught up in learning English. It doesn't make sense to just use state assessment data to make high-stakes decisions about whether to hold kids back. I mean, I think, you know, the state needs to take action and do that and provide more guidance to districts on how to do that well. And it feels like it's becoming more and more urgent for them to kind of make those decisions and share that information so districts can do a good job in preparing for all of those decisions next year.
Amber Arellano with the Education Trust Midwest. Thanks so much, Amber.
Thank you.